Good evening. TikTok next. This week, lawmakers in the United States were discussing whether to ban TikTok from the whole country because of national security and data privacy concerns. TikTok CEO faced the US Congress on the issue, and he faced a pretty bad grilling.
We do take these issues very seriously.
Yes or no?
It's a yes or no question. Have you directed your engineers to change that source code?
I'm not sure I understand.
Why are you allowing TikTok to continue to have the capacity for censorship, and yet you claim here that you don't? Let me remind you of something. Do you realize that making false and misleading statements to Congress is a federal crime?
Here in the UK, the Cabinet Office announced that TikTok is going to be banned on all government devices, and London City Hall staff will no longer have TikTok on their devices in a ban made over extremely serious information security concerns. Some MPs, like Grant Shapps, love using the app, but others, like Ian Duncan-Smith, are not so sure.
And of course, in China, there is a national security law that mandates every company, individuals too, that when required, must pass all data they have over to the intelligence services. Peradventure, you'll be arrested if you don't do it. And the reality about this is ByteDance, which owns TikTok, is locked heavily to lots of suppliers inside China who also pass their data over regularly. So the real issue is TikTok is a data harvester, but with an ability to be able to use that data for malicious intent via a foreign government.
Febzi Turkulp is listening to this, editor of GadgetDetective.com. Good evening, Febzi.
Evening.
So is TikTok any more dangerous than the other social media apps, Twitters of this world, Facebook, Snapchat, and so we go on?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. I mean, the potential harms from TikTok, I think, are threefold, and some of those apply equally to Facebook, Instagram, and so forth. So the fact that TikTok may be harmful, that it may be spreading misinformation, that it may be damaging the mental health of its users, that criticism can equally be leveled at Facebook and others. The other two concerns, however, relate to the possibility of the Chinese spying on Western politicians, Western industries for political and industrial espionage purposes. Obviously, I guess we're slightly more comfortable by being spied on by America than by China. But you know, that is a concern that could apply to anything. And then finally, the fact that TikTok could be used as a malign influence on its users, so that it could be used for propaganda purposes. So again, that would be more of a concern because it's a Chinese app than an American app.
Well, that was really what I was getting at. Is this a case of, you know, we don't want to be spied on by China for obvious reasons, but actually if the Americans are spying on us here in the United Kingdom, well, that's all right then. Is that where this game's at?
Yeah. I think that there's a case for, first of all, broadening the ban. The governmental ban on TikTok only applies to government ministers and civil servants. It should apply to all MPs, and in my opinion, it should apply to their personal devices as well, because it's well-established fact that politicians tend to use their personal devices for government business, and even if they didn't, their very location, let's say the ministers were meeting or, Zelensky, for example, his location could be found by tracking a phone. So I think that it should be extended to those. And there's an argument then to say that similarly, Facebook and other social media should be banned off these devices as well.
How much are we being tracked and followed, not by spies, but by these companies every day?
The whole business model of, so that because they don't charge for their services, at least not for the moment, we pay, it's not free, we pay for it with our data. So the whole business model is to scrape as much data as they can about us, our use of the app, our use of other apps, our location, who we speak to, when we speak to them. They build up a picture, and the Facebook, for example, will then use that to sell targeted advertising. So that's the whole business model, and I think that that's the underlying problem with all of this. What we need to address is to outlaw certain types of business model and just make them charge for it, but then protect our privacy.
Although if you say to the average person, do you want some abstract privacy protected, or do you want to pay a premium? I bet you I know what they'll go for.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, isn't it? We tend to be wide-eyed children when we're given a shiny bauble. And we look at the app and we think it's great and we're addicted to it. And these apps are designed to be addictive, both TikTok and Facebook. I suppose TikTok's got the has got the most addictive algorithm of the lot so far. But yes, I think it is a problem. There has to be some discussion and some education about what it is that we're giving up and what the possible implications of that could be. And then it can be a personal choice. So I think there has to be a difference between trying to ban something for the country as a whole and saying, actually, people who work in government are entrusted with information which is in our national interest, and they have to keep it secure. And they need to go the extra mile in protecting it from all sorts of apps, not just TikTok.
We're all aware of regulators. Ofcom regulates the media. Ofgem regulates the energy market. Is there a regulator for social media?
There are regulators that cover social media, but the problem is jurisdiction. These are global companies that provide their services across borders. It's very hard to regulate. Large blocks like the European Union can have a go at it. The UK is going to have to work out its own regulation now, being outside the EU, and we'll see what model they go for, because there is a concern that they're going to, in an effort to attract inward business and inward investment, that there'll be a race to the bottom in terms of regulation. But it is difficult to regulate global companies because they tend to shift from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.